Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Corey Majors, co-host Kevin Hagelin. We got Alec Medford with us as well. Also, we are now joined by new members of the KNC Masterpiece.
Oh my gosh, are they replacing Mike?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought that's who you were announcing.
Do you want me to announce that? I can.
I do not think we have the authority to do so.
Fellas, hello. Good morning. How are we doing? RJ Dukes is in the house.
Hello, hello. Back again.
Hold on, I'm still trying to log in.
Do you know how long it took me to really reconcile that his name is Ryan? And I just want to call him RJ, but that is not his name.
Is it RJ Dukes?
You know what?
RJ Dukes is in the house. Is that true or not?
As a brand, yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think the R is for KNC him and the J is for
in
his
the
wife.
House.
Okay.
See fair, how this works?
That's fair enough. So
tonight,
Ryan,
the KNC Masterpiece will be at the Bearded Monkey in Forney. Well, you know, part of it.
I won't be there.
Okay, I'll be there.
I don't think Alec will be there either.
Damn, got bad news.
You want to go? Oh, man, it'll be me, and I'll be there. Back to you, Kevin.
Okay. So, Ryan won Do a Show KNC for a Day, which we will do that auction once again coming up at Peace-a-thon in only 9 days. And also in 9 days, we will host, or he will host Peace-a-thon, but we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
Because it is Dallas Cowboys game day, 877-881-1053. It's time. For Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. Corey, should I assume you do not want to start?
I'm good starting with this. Okay. Here's the question I have, though. Is there a Tolo out there that really thinks the Cowboys are going to lose this game? It's the Raiders, and I've said this a number of times. They have not earned the right to be like, oh, they should win this game. They just haven't been good enough this year for the Cowboys, that is, for us to be like, they should win. But I do feel like on game day, there are a lot of Cowboys fans out there that are like, there's no way we're losing to the Raiders, Pete Carroll and Geno Smith this week. 877-881-1053. I just want to know if there's any Cowboys fans that are in on this. Now, if you're not a Cowboys fan, you can also text in as well.
All right. So can I say, I think the Cowboys are going to win, but I do not believe I have that same level of undefeatable confidence that perhaps other Cowboys fans do. I could definitely see them losing this game.
Like in an embarrassing way, or just one of those
that I would
like,
be surprised. I would be surprised. Like okay. I could see them lose 52-45. No, I'm just kidding. I could see them lose by like 3 to 7 points. One possession game. Just because I mean the Cowboys haven't been smoking people either way. So while the Raiders are not good, the Cowboys are 1-4 on the road. So I do think they're going to win, but I don't have, like, a supreme level of confidence.
Yeah, that is the feeling right now is think they're going to win.
Yeah.
But just because, as Ryan, as I said earlier, they haven't proven that they can just beat good or bad or mediocre teams at all.
No, they haven't. I would say this. The Cowboys will win because of what I like to call accidental defense.
Hell yeah.
And that's where they're going to make plays on defense that they really have no business making. I go back to the Denver game when Bo Nix threw that interception in the early first quarter. And Tony Romo on the call is saying how great the Cowboys defense has become now. And I think that's the last time we've heard anyone say that.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a weird statement.
Right to Deron Bland without anyone around. That is what I call accidental defense. And that is how they will win this game tonight.
Okay. So I'm going to diverge from that a little bit. I'm going to say it's on purpose defense.
Oh, man.
Because of who they're going up against. And that is Geno Smith. So Cowboys win because they get at least two turnovers. Geno Smith has 12 interceptions. That is the most by a Raiders quarterback at this point in the season since the illustrious Kerry Collins in 2004. Of the quarterbacks who had started at least nine games this year, this was prior to yesterday, Geno Smith had the fourth lowest quarterback rating. So he has a low quarterback rating, and he likes to turn the ball over. So Cowboys win because they get at least two turnovers. Totally understand the theory of accidental defense. I think Geno Smith will make it on purpose defense.
I think the Cowboys win because offensively they're going to rely on Javonte Williams to help my fantasy teams up the number even more, as I've already won this game, but adding more points to this would be nice. But I think Javonte runs very well tonight and gets back to what we've seen from him a lot in the past. Max Crosby is very good. Max Crosby is very, very good.
Who's blocking him?
The right tackle, mostly. they'll move him all over the place. Terrence Steele's probably going to have the most responsibility for him. That concerns me.
Oh.
Cowboys lose because Max Crosby's unblockable tonight.
I thought you were going to say because Terrence Steele has the most responsibility.
Yeah. I mean, then that's part that kind of goes hand in hand there. So that's my Cowboys loses. So Cowboys win because Javonte puts it in the end zone a couple times tonight. But the Cowboys lose because Max Crosby is unstoppable.
Alec, tell me why the Cowboys are going to win tonight.
Cowboys Please. Are going to win tonight because the Raiders stink. I mean, in all three phases, they really haven't been that great. Their pass rush is Max Crosby. Their offense is non-existent for the most part.
Agreed.
I worry about the run game finding some life, which kind of tips my hand for Cowboys lose but historically so far this season, they haven't been a good running team. The Raiders haven't. So I think the Cowboys win because the offense is able to go out there, put up points through the air specifically. I do think you could have a couple of George Pickens sightings in the end zone because they're going to do too much against 88 and hope for the best, and then remember that George Pickens can catch anything thrown within the same zip code that he is in. So I think a George Pickens game could lead you to a win.
Now, this level of confidence from some folks, Sean and RJ talked about it. We just got another one here from the 817. I just made a $1,000 play on Underdog. Cowboys to cover the spread -3.5. Your mic's off.
Not anymore.
Okay. But also, like that, I appreciate people who can play in those waters. That's just not for me. But I love that level of confidence and special promo code masterpiece.
Look at you!
You want to get $100 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 play. All right, we heard Corey's Cowboys lose because from the 641. We lose all the time to teams we should beat and have for decades. That is their lose because from the 214, the Cowboys just have not proven to me that they're going to show up and play day in and day out.
Not
and
at
that's
all.
Why they lose. Ryan, what is your Cowboys lose?
This is 2 weeks
ago.
This is a bye. They had a bye. They should be ramped up for this one, right?
What was the final score in that bye? Was it a tie?
I don't know, man. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Okay. I feel like they took.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the bye weeks don't actually help the Cowboys. Haven't they come out of bye weeks laying a lot of eggs?
Yeah.
I feel like, so Quinnen Williams is new. Wilson's new. That might be some rust there. I know Quinnen Williams, he already said he's got the playbook memorized and everything. And he's just a beast out there. But just the entire team gelling like that, it may take a game. And this might be the practice game for them to go to through the rest of the season, so that could be why they lose.
From the 8-0-6, man, this feels harsh. Cowboys win because it's still the Raiders, and it might finally be an offense incompetent enough to make the defense seem good. I kind of agree with that, with the new players. Cowboys lose because it would be kind of funny to see Sean and RJ crash out after their bet. I don't know if that is a cause and effect right there in terms of why they lose.
So they're betting on, like, their Cowboys lose because it's all surrounded by
hilarity.
Yes, which I'm in on. Like, can you imagine coming in here tomorrow morning or getting up in the morning, turning on 105.3 The Fan like you always do, you Tolo, and being all you hear is Sean just like, can't believe this. This Cowboys team, can you believe what they did last night?
Okay, question. Do you think it's going to be that?
Choppy's like, yeah, I didn't make a bet for them to lose. I made a bet for them to win.
It's like they're still in here.
Yeah, that's objectively good. Do you think it's going to be that, or do you think they're going to lay all the blame on Bobby?
That's brilliant. That would be the way I would do it. I would be like, you're the one that told me this. Now we got to figure out how you pay me back.
Yes.
And I would spend the whole day coming up with little ways for him to pay me back $5 at a time.
And see, and that's what I think will happen. I do not think it would be as much of a deconstruction on why the Cowboys lost as why they listened to Bobby to begin with. In terms of why they lose, I say Cowboys lose because the Raiders consistently convert on third down. Cowboys are 0-4-1. In games in which their opponent has converted on third down at 50% or better. I just want to put this in perspective how bad the Cowboys' third down defense is. 52.7% of the time they give up a first down on third down. Easily.
No matter the yardage?
Exactly.
Okay.
Easily the worst in the NFL. 18 of the 32 NFL teams, their rate is below 40%. So more than half the NFL teams give up a first down less than 40% of the time. The Cowboys give it up 52.7% of the time. Embarrassing.
When it comes to, I really need you to do this because
teams are 18 for 18 when it's third and one.
What about third and one?
Yep.
What about third and long? Third and longer than 10? Do we have a number there?
I don't have the research. I can go do that.
The Steelers yesterday, when they were third and 11 plus, they converted every time. And that's Cincinnati's defense. That's bad defense. Cowboys have been a bad defense this year.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out how much of that is affected by lack of pass rush versus lack of cover. So that's what I want to really dive in a little deeper on, but hopefully you're able to fix that tonight, and the additions that you made defensively can be the difference for you in Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson.
Alec, Cowboys lose because.
Cowboys lose because this defense is the type of defense that if you're due, they will let you have that game. And Ashton Jeanty is due to have an Ashton Jeanty game. And I'm afraid that that could be tonight where they finally find some success at home in the running game. I hope not. I hope that Quinnen Williams is going to be active in this game, not in a literal sense. He's just going to be active in the run game. I hope Logan Wilson is going to be filling gaps. Like Jerry says, every time we ask about him, that's what he's really great at, his instincts. I need to see all that tonight because I think that this could be the Ashton Jeanty breakout game. And then knowing how this team operates and how bad that Raiders offense is, that could be his only good game of the year, where you don't see him run for that much all season long except against us.
Okay, I'm glad that you brought that up because that's something to keep an eye out on. Not only the yardage, but efficiency. So Ashton Jeanty is averaging 3.8 yards per carry. He's had more than 4 yards per carry in 2 games this year.
Really?
Two.
Yeah. You expected more out of him whenever he was
100%
in college, but
100%.
Did you take into account some of the opponents he was going against weren't complete teams?
Yeah.
And now he's against an NFL rosters that are stacked full of the best players from all the colleges, and maybe his offensive line isn't the best either.
No, and I agree with all of that.
But there is a lateral movement that is missing from his game that I saw in college that I was very, very impressed with.
I would have thought you would have seen more flashes along the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a 64-yard run against Chicago. Hey, good job. And that, by the way, coincidentally, is one of the 2 games he had more than 4 yards per carry. Do you know, here's another thing to look out for tonight. Do you know in every other NFL game he's had so far, 0 runs for more than 20 yards? 0.
Really?
And so,
and that was a big part of his game, yeah.
And so if you see one of those big runs pop off, especially like in the first quarter or maybe even in the second, you can look directly at what Alec just said and be like, oh no. We're about to see this all come home.
Yeah, I don't want to see that all come home against the Cowboys tonight, Kevin.
Definitely not, especially since so many people are apparently betting so much money on the Cow. I think I'm going to stress out for them additionally tonight.
Bobby said tonight's the game that CeeDee Lamb gets right again, and okay, not necessarily saying that he's been wrong, but getting back into the groove of things. And Sean was like, hey, Pickens has been playing very well. Don't you think that has a bit of an effect on it? And I do, but Dak's been pretty good at being able to distribute to lots of different receivers. And when Dak can do that, that's going to be a big factor tonight. If he focuses in on one, tough night. If he's able to get to a lot of different ones, I think that that's big for him.
I know we haven't really focused on this too much, and we don't want to put the pressure on them because of that. But from the 9-7-2, Cowboys win because they're playing for a fallen teammate. That is an interesting wrinkle just because we've gone through the bye.
We haven't discussed that much.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't like it like the that morning when somebody is harassing Wanya to be like, go play. And you're like, wow, yeah, just happened.
We haven't discussed that much, but the impact of a loss like that, I do wonder definitely how it can galvanize a group.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.